stop. Wait. There's some stuff you got to take care of first. All right. Now, listen, there's some issues. We don't do time. We don't know time. We don't like time. Time's not our friend. Time's not on our side. We're not about time. But there's some issues that we're going to have to deal with. You, and he can play this, if we keep this just generic just enough, before this gets played, September, what you call 24th, is going to occur. Occur, is that the right word? Occur. So there's some magnanimous, splendiferous exaltations that one, if they were looking, they could look forward to. So we're okay with doing this now because it won't be heard till then. You see? Otherwise, we would never lay this out. Never would we lay this out. But it's already leaking. It's seeping. It's kind of like a what you call leaky gut. It's making everybody sick, Dr. Dean. It's making them sick, Dr. Dean. Oh. They're sick. So basically it's catching up. So Bob-dom is coming true. So that's a little cantilever. You know what a cantilever is? It's a cantilever to look forward to this, we'd say the thing Bob's been mad because it hasn't happened yet already. You've kind of hit that precipice. Now, there's little telltale signs here and there. Now, we're not going to take Bob's time. This is your time, darling. We're not going to take this for Bob's bullshit time. We're going to do this the right way. But you need to know some critical points to note that'll affect your world, too. So this is your space. Are we going to say some things? All right. There's some things that have happened with the three legs. Bob. We can't say that. Okay, we can't say that. Never mind. Okay. The world has a tarantula. That is the papacy. Mm. That is the monarchy. Mm. And that is Washington, D.C., which is the District of Columbia. Now, every one of these places, the Vatican is not in Rome. It's a separate country in Rome. The Buckingham Palace, the 1 mile square, is not in London or in Britain. It's separate. Washington, D.C. is not in the United States of fucked up America. All three of these are tied together, and they're all about to have a blistering, running, screaming, scouring, oh, fuck me hard in the watermelon. Hey, they're about to blow their brains out. It's bad. It's bad.
Is that because the Pope is calling in the money?
That's one aspect. He's trying to make up enough money so he can survive before the 30th. It's bad. No. All the play fictitious. Yeah, oh my God, we hate to say this out loud, but it's the same goddamn thing Babe Russell was talking about 40 years ago, for Pete's sake, on Tuesday from Wednesday from last Thursday with their cassette tapes. So it is that same elemental condition, which is why Bob is all hooked up with the Brussels world, because now those words are now going to come to pass. But you're not a very good prophetess if you're 40 years late. But then I guess you'd say the same thing with Nostradamus and the Simpsons, right? They're all about on the same part of cote du jour. Okay, so this issue is challenging normal business? No, that's not the right word. Economic-based business transactions. Right now, there's nothing holding it up. Okay.
You brought up Ezekiel 7 yesterday.
No, we did. That wasn't JW. JW was asleep. He was sound asleep. He was gone. Yeah, no, Bert was raised in hell. He was carrying on like a wild man. Bert's on it, but yeah. Yes, ma'am. What about the wonderful book you're interested in?
Well, the whole thing is pretty revealing of all 27 verses seem very apropos. Is there something that you want to share with your public about Ezekiel 7 right now?
It's
like the time has come. It's over. Is that the basic message?
Wait now. Look, you got to go back to when Ezekiel was written. You got to go back to say, Bob would say that Bob Marshall missed the conversation that Marshall McLuhan was referring to when Marge Stewart was writing words that thus saith the Lord God, and evil and only evil, behold, is come. Then you go to verse 6. An end is come. The end is come. Now, not has come, is come. So if that ain't past through perfect, we never seen what one was from back then, from right now. And here we go. It watches for thee. Behold, it is come. It is come, which is the best example of past through perfect that ever was. I would have come had I known. Right? Well, because we've done this to death many, many times. But now all of a sudden, you've got to see what you're experiencing. So you go down to verse 8, and mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. Pity parties are over. Love you. If you talk to that person, you lose your time. You're not going to worry about that. That part's past. The recompense. Thee according to thy ways and thy abominations that are in the midst of these, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. Now this is where the human individual people, okay, now you can play this. Now wait, by the way, you can play this. When Dr. Carolyn Dean stomps down Hale Hill, she is in a smiting mood, and she can, because Ezekiel 7 gave her the capacity to do just that. And so, therefore, she will pity and whoop the fool that comes across her in that pathway. She doesn't really care who you are. That has nothing to do with the conversation. Now, there's not a kinder, more compassionate, more giving human being that's ever walked this earth. All right? Let's just say that right now. But she could give a happy flying flip, flap, fluck, whether or not you make it or not. Because you going to or you not. She wants to help every way she can.
It's shifted because it used to be don't smite in anger. It's not about anger now. It's just about timing.
Yeah.
Right.
So now what's happened is, here we go. This goes to 13. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold. Whoa, whoa, whoa. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold. Oh, by the way, we fixed the train strike. There won't be a train strike, so you're good. That's good. No, that changes a lot of stuff. There won't be one. Yeah. It's going to cost. Somebody's going to pay. There's a nigger in the woodshed. Somebody's going to have to pay, but there's not going to be a strike today. It may get ugly in a minute because if that stops, it's over. There ain't no trucking. There ain't no diesel. There ain't no problem because some brilliant human being decided that we're not going to have any pipelines. We're gonna truck the goddamn gas and oil across the United States of fucked up America. But we don't get us started here. So now what's happened is, for the seller shall not return to that which is sold. Although they were yet alive, for the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return. Neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. You see, they're cursing themselves to spite themselves. Now, you've done that. You've done a lot of work with that. When you started splitting the heirs, nobody can do that. But Bert can do a little bit of it, but you're the best at splitting heirs. Now, we're being cheeky, and somebody would misunderstand. And whatever that
splitting hairs.
Splitting hairs. You're splitting hairs. That's what Deborah would work out when she's still trying to find out why JW killed her babies or something. or something crazy going on with that side of the house. It's kind of funny. It's a little sad, but it's funny, but it's a little sad. It'd be funnier if it wasn't so sad. We'll give you that. So now, go to 14. They have blown the trumpet. Now, look, who is they? Bob, who is they? They have blown the trumpet, or they've blown the trumpet off, even to make all ready. But none goeth into battle. Ain't nobody fighting. For my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. So this will not be solved with Putin. This will not be solved with Ukraine. It won't be solved that way. The battle is going to be between everybody and everybody. That's the reason we said, okay, let's say it this way. You have learned years ago that obedience is better than sacrifice. If we tell you to lay down, you need to lay down. You need to calm down. Don't start no fights at the Costco. Don't pick no battles nowhere. Let it go. If they're going to steal a radish from the farm, goddamn, give it to them. Don't worry about it. Because it's going to get ugly, just so everybody knows, it's going to get ugly. Because you haven't realized that the famine that's already here, the famine that's already upon you. Now, you don't know this because you have been tested and you have been tried. You have tunkalopizen and you have found yourself to be worthy. From the earth, you can survive. However, we don't even say the word vegan. Sorry, Bob. Well, Bob don't care. He'd eat puffs. You can give Bob puffs. He wouldn't really care. But you don't even have to be vegan. But if you were vegan, you'd be okay. You could make it. That's not what everybody else is experiencing. And that's what we're saying. Everybody's got 2 sacks of pinto beans and 3 gallons of water sitting in the garage, and they're ready for the zombie apocalypse, for Pete's sake. So just saying. Now, all this chit-chat, let's see, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, all this bullshit we've been talking for all this time, it's now come to the essence or the remnant, the leftover part. Remember, Bob talked for 2 days about the remnant, the leftover part that are going to survive or be able to survive. Now, here's where you are, to 15. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine is within. That means it's already here. You're not waiting on the famine. The famine's already here. What goes off the shelf now is food. This meal is terminated. It's toast. He that is in the field shall die with the sword. And he that is in the city, Democrat-led, famine and pestilence shall devour them. So do not ride the train to New York City. Is the memo for the day.
Well,
that's our famous don't let pet the rattlesnake. They don't like you.
Yeah. Maybe sidebar that won't be in, but does that mean on the farm we should put that gate up real quick so people can't?
Yes. You should. But it's not urgent, but it's a simple thing. Now, darling, that gate's not going to keep them out. Okay?
Right.
That gate's not going to keep them out.
It'll keep the cars out from ripping us off. They can still walk through, but yeah. Okay.
That's true. That is a good idea. And a good idea. And
are we on verse 13 or 15?
17.
We're on 15. 17. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. How many knee replacements have you watched people engage?
A lot.
But now,
I see them running on the beach every day. They're waiting for their knees to be replaced. Okay.
Correct. Now, they have hips replaced too, but not nearly like they do the ACL from that side, from the way this connection, because that's the way the body's changing. It gets better. It gets better. But here we go. The news of why you asked advice from us, and we gave advice of what was not necessary, and you agreed. Okay, then we go to 19, and this is why that advice was sound. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, the introspect, the court reporter, the chemical of the reporting of what's been achieved and not achieved, neither fill their bowels. Uh-oh, too much remag, must spend too much remag, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. They didn't do what they were supposed to do the way they were supposed to do. And we're treated, all we keep saying is, you need to ascend, you need to ascend. Well, I don't feel like it today. I'm going to see about next Tuesday and see if there's something going on about that ascension thing. Margie, come on, let's see about that ascension. No, see, that's passing. That's passe. Either you embrace it to whatever level you embrace it and then build on it. Because, see, at some level, it's got to be real. You got to have it in your heart. They said, oh, we need to get a Bible. Throw that Bible in the garbage. Roll marijuana cigarettes with the leaves of them pages of that Bible. You need to have that, those words hidden inside you so that you can.
Yeah.
They don't even have to ask. They can ask. You're becoming the patron saint of the keys and the heirs because you know how to use them. Well, it becomes practical. It's a practical magic. Now, it's powerful. You know how to wield it. You know what to do. And when you go too far, you back it off just a little bit. You know, easy. You're able to have a practical application of the power that you wield. That's the sword of the Spirit. That's what we're talking about. Everybody needs to develop this. We're just astounded they haven't already. But we're giving one more last clarion call. Get your shit right now. Get right or get out. I mean, but anyhow, so as we step through this little project, go to 21, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, P-R-E-Y, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. They're going to try to destroy it. But that destroying is a wonderful thing because it's going to change the earth into something that will be perfect. My face will I turn also from them. Uh-oh. Poor Democrats. And they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. That's why that pile of a bunker full of gold ain't going to help you. It won't make any difference there. See, now you go on down. Now we're starting to digress. Bob would say, okay, another digression. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Well, that's old school. Even stupid Matt Drudge is talking about that. And we talked about the purge, where people shooting people in the face and all that kind of stuff. And the good people, they're trying to put in jail. And the criminals, they won't give a bond and throw out of jail. So it's unendatably ridiculous to say this is where we are. But here's the news flash. Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. And I will make the pomp of the strong to cease. So those puffed up ones, those high and lifted up ones, they're going to be the strong, what you call strength now, Nasty Pelosi being a very powerful individual, that will cease. And their holy places shall be defiled. That includes Buckingham Palace. That includes the Vatican City. And that includes all of Washington. It's done. Destruction cometh. Some would say it's already here. You saw the pictures of the Capitol all wrapped up in tarpaulins. Like they're trying to patch up some great big old hole, and it just keeps getting bigger. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace. Oh, let's don't fight no more. Let's just love each other. Let's have a love fest. Let's have a love fest. It'll be great. And there shall be none. There ain't going to be no peace. Or that's peace like a piece of cake, or peace as in peace in your global village. Marshall McLuhan, global village. There ain't going to be none. Because now you set the protocol or the predicate. Maybe Bob would say, we say protocol. Bob would say predicate. That mischief shall come upon mischief. rumor shall come upon rumor. Now, rumor comes, then the next thing you know, you find out all the rumors are true. And then they're going to speak a vision of the prophet. That's Bob. Sorry, but that's Bob. And Bob's laid it out from the letter to Prince Charles, from the tiny note to the big note, all the way through. If you put that shit together, that's the answer. That overlays the angel chart. That overlays the details. That lays it out just as simple and clear as you can say. Now, Bob, of course, likes making it clear as mud, so he has some intrepid position so he can vilify or validate or make his worldly worth be known. He can show his girthy worth if we kind of go from there. But mischief shall come unto mischief, rumor shall come to rumor, and they shall seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest and the council from the ancients. The ancients are the whole position of what the Roman Empire laid. It's what the Roman Empire laid. It didn't end well. It started off real good, but it didn't end well. So now that the council from the ancients, that's what they call about the monarchy. Well, since 1100 A.D., where Queen Elizabeth laid in state, that's where Cromwell had his little fit. That's where Henry VIII had his little gizgasm in Scotland, had his little problems hither and there. Now they're renewing, replaying, rerunning the casket of Queen Elizabeth. Everything is the casket, and if you notice, nothing of the queen's, the body of the Elizabeth II's body is laying in state. Blah, blah, they say the casket of, because there ain't nobody in that box. Those big old burly men that was toting Queen Elizabeth on their shoulders with their arms crossed over, boy, they was tossing that like that. I think Queen Elizabeth was made out of cotton candy because it was not very heavy, you see. Yeah. And that they were working with. Okay, so now, the king shall mourn. Uh-oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What king? There ain't no king, it's the queen. She's not a king. Wait, now, hold it. Wait. This is key. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation. Uh-oh. And the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. The hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. There's a segregation between the hierarchy and the worker bees. See the difference? This is a keynote point for just right now. I will do unto them after their, E-I-R, their, E-I-R, their, E-I-E-I-O, D-E-E-V-D-G-H-E-I-R, their way. And according to their deserts will I judge them. And they shall be known that I am the Lord. Now, you would look at that and you'd go, no, wait a second. I understand my power and I know how to yield my power. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm not trying to do nasty to anybody. I'm actually vicariously trying to move the world so that more people can have the opportunity to have their body reassembled in a completement formula capacity that allows their body to respond the best way it can in an oxygen-based environment, okay, which is rotting the human. It's defecating in your mouth. It's ruining you from that standpoint, you see. And so that's the rub. So you're tempering the inevitable. You're tempering the inevitable. With the next phase of that process, what happens is, as you adjust and tweak, what happens is people start realizing and taking this quote serious. And when they do, then it becomes more subjunctive. You know what subjunctive means?
Lesser case, lower down.
Right. And that's going to help those people, because the last shall be first and the first shall be last. That's what that means, and that's how it applies.
Mm-hmm.
Kibbe.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's why what you're doing is very, very, very important. Now, it won't always be, but it's very, very important right now. It won't always be, because at a certain point, once the next phase of the change of the environment, then the business is going to be about this settles the issue. But there are issues that are coming that are here, but go back to two. You got to look at the Son of Man, thus saith the Lord God. Now, Lord and God is all cap. Then you come back to the land of Israel. Look here. And end.
Mm-hmm.
The end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now, that goes to the dynasties. That's what Bob knows that very well. He's had that for breakfast. And actually, tongue in cheek, this goes back to what Mae Brussels was talking about there. But she said she thought it happened in the 70s or some ridiculous something. But we digress. We'll ease off of that, because they're in a time where sometimes folks like that, gifted ones, are caught in a time warp. So they're seeing things that are imminent that aren't imminent yet. You see, because we don't do time, so we can say next Tuesday, it'll be the day before tomorrow. Right, always the day before tomorrow. We're making that be the point of order. Now, you wanted to go, I think that's enough of that, but I may pick at it just a bit. But everything is in play. And your question, the only question that you should have, the personal question that you should have today, the only question that would even apply at all for you today is this question right here. You ready for it?
Yes.
Hey, Ion, how in the hell did the stock market lose 1,200 points? It's less than 30,969. How in the hell is Southern Company $77.29? That should be the question du jour.
Mm-hmm.
It's being held up, propped up, and run up. Now, you hold that, meaning hold them in a high regard. Don't lose a regard.
Yeah.
If you do lose a regard, before you do it, you call us. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll work it out. Yeah. Don't lose a regard, because you're powerful.
Hey, August 27th. Mm-hmm. August 27, this year, Bert said there's something affecting the marble in Washington, D.C. Is that still happening? Can you tell me what that something is?
Certainly. What's happening is the that's Ezekiel 40, actually.
Wow.
But we're not trying to make this a Bible study. We're not trying to do that. But see, when the gate and the cubits and the post, the porch of the gate and inward, what's happening is that there's a crack in the eastern gate, and that eastern gate is causing the calcium chloride. Remember calcium chloride?
Yeah.
Or even hydrochloric. Okay, let's be softer than that. Let's go hydrochloric acid. What does that do to marble? It'll eat it right away. It'll just evaporate it.
Uh-huh.
It dissolves it. And that's what's occurring now. And that's why, and see, of course, we're gonna make a separation here. We don't normally do this, but we're gonna do this now. We call it the indigent aliens. The indigent aliens. That would be Pentagon aliens. They're the homeless. The indigent aliens, the homeless. And we hope this doesn't catch on, but it likely will. Lord have mercy. If Eugene ever sobers up, she'll really have fun with this. It's gonna be great. But anyway, sidebar. So what will happen is the indigent aliens that are kicking back trying to consume Washington, D.C., and all but are. That's why you see all this. Why would they have all this cover-up? And if you were working on it, why would you have to cover it in white tissue paper? It don't make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But sidebar, set that aside. And the big trucks pulling up to the White House, there's a lot of things that are going on and going, quote, unquote, down. And the problem is between the Democrats and the Republicans, you can't really tell the difference. You put them all in a sack and dump them out, they're all scared shitless. They don't have a clue. I'm going to kill them. I'm not going to kill them. I'm going to assault them. I'm not going to assault them. I'm going to win. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run. I'm going to win. And now they're saying, well, I don't know if we can do anything. I don't know if we get the House and the Senate. Biden's still the president, so we got to see what he has to say. It's ridiculous. But they're all responding that way from a spirit of fear because the indigent aliens don't give a fuck anymore. There was always a decorum, decorum being the better part of valor. They always held their space. They had the Pentagon. Cool. They had their space. They were safe. It was all right. They didn't have to do anything. Now, they could do what they wanted to, but they weren't trying to turn out. Now, they were not trying to be public enemy number one. For Pete's sake, you take a coon ass from Louisiana, they'd tear their ass up. Shit, they're not going to put up with that crazy shit. Don't talk, come in here talking crazy to me. So they were trying to play it low and slow, which is smart if you're trying to infiltrate a society. Right? So they did really well with that.
Right. And now they're being routed out of there, so now they're going to go back on the attack?
They are on the attack right now. Go to catch you one of them airplanes and drive over to Washington, D.C. and walk down the street, see what happens. That's why they're having trouble. You don't see the videos anymore. They don't let the videos out anymore of the streets of Washington, D.C.
So you went to the aliens, but back at the marble, you said HCl and maybe calcium carbonate, but that's an effect of the new environment, correct?
It is. That's correct. So you're talking about the gate of the inner court was over against the gate toward the north and toward the east, the measure from the gate, 100 cubits. And so if you look the way... From the we keep saying Knights Templar, but it's the Masons. But it comes from the Knights Templars. We have a higher regard for the Templars than the Masons, 33rd degree or otherwise. You've seen the Knights of fucking Columbus and stupid. That's some of that just silly.
Right.
Bob just giggles. He giggles at that skull and crossbones crap. But anyway, the way that Washington, D.C. is laid out, it's completely exposed to the exposures of those different points of the gates. So if there's going to be leakage from the eastern gate, it's going to swath right through Washington, the Potomac. It will become poison. It'll become, well, if Greg was there right now, he'd say the Potomac River is acid. If GQ went to the Potomac River and did a test, because he's real good with water, did you know that? He's doing real good with water. If he tested it right, he'd say, this shit is just one step away from pure acid.
I see. Okay, good,
that
good.
Separate, that District of Columbia is separate. And so these winds are being exposed. And so they haven't got the seven steps. Now, the arches that you're talking about, that has to do with the angel chart. And later, you're going to ask questions about that. Those arches that include we don't get ahead of ourselves, but we got this. So the only thing you have to worry about, your world in the fifth gate is fine. Everybody else's world has to look to which way the winds are blowing. We've done that already. Mm-hmm. Revelations, we've laid that out. It's in the archives. People can look it up. In the time of trouble, that's when you need sustaining, la-di-da-di-da-di. Do that. That's great. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Need help? Ask. We're here. We are here. They waste their time talking about bullshit, but we're here. We'll answer their questions. We're not going to placate them, but we're also not going to bow to them either. We're good. You get it? Good. You don't get it? We understand. It's not a problem with you. You doing all right? Okay, right. Good. Let's go. Get it. Tear it up on the weeknight.
So,
it's all fine.
Yeah. So that's happening in Washington, and then we know the Buckingham Palace. Back at
it's dead. It's not a single light on. You've not seen a single light on. Now you see windows open where they open into darkness, like there's nothing there. The King of England, the King Charles the Third, is living there, and there's not a single light. They show pictures all the time. They flash lights onto the building itself, but not a single light. There's one little window where there's cameras that go into another port. That where the aliens have taken control. Since Crown Inc. has now been completely, and, well, we have to be careful now. We don't want to out Bob. But it's been eviscerated.
But you're equating you're equating Crown Inc. with Buckingham Palace, or is that a separate topic?
They own it. They own it. They own it.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth then. Queen Elizabeth then.
Or portal. Another
portal.
Port.
Portal.
Portal is where the aliens are hiding.
In that upper window, you're looking at Buckingham Palace at night, and there's no lights on. They shine lights on it. If you're looking at the front, on the far right-hand side, one window over, you'll see a little bit of a light in that one window of an entire 753-roomed castle.
Right.
The whole
and
joint.
They have they made Buckingham Palace into a portal, or was it always a portal?
Okay, that's the great question. Now, Bob, put a little asterisk right here. You may get to play this, and you may not. We don't know. Because Karen's, like typical, she's asking the right question. She's our goat. Karen's our regular goat, the greatest of all times, a goat. She's asking the question to say, is that how the HMS Charlotte worked with the Resolute Desk because of that connection with the portal, or is it that geographic space that made the connection to the HMS Charlotte, the ship that the Regent's Desk and the Resolute Desk was made from, the timbers? Don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Both apply. So see how you may can play that and maybe not. He may blip it out just a little bit, but to get the guts and the glory out of it. So that particular place, where it is geographically, you notice all of it is in that one square mile, the part that's not in Britain.
Uh-huh. Got it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
very important when you look at it the right way. When you look at it the right way, and you go, wait a minute, Westminster 38, they can walk it in 38 minutes. They can walk from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Chapel in 38 minutes. It's mm-hmm. like stoop, doop, 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 doop. It's all within that mile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what anomalies are happening in the Vatican? Because we haven't talked about that much.
We're trying not to, because that gets personal with Bob. Bob's still trying to buy the library. He's really after that. It's going to be expensive. You may have to... Carolyn, I hate to say this, darling, but you may have to buy yet another house or two if you're going to fit all the Vatican archives in there, too, because he decided that Thebes wasn't big enough. He wanted all of the Library of Alexandria while he was at it. Mm-hmm. He's not going to read it. He's not going to read it. Don't worry about it. He's not going to read it, but he wants to be sure to have access to it. But he has to put on white gloves. How does he know those white gloves are clean to touch those books?
Oh.
It might be old stuff on it. He may not do it. I don't know. He probably won't do it. Maybe he can digitize the Vatican Library, the archives of the Vatican.
Can we talk about the Vatican, Bob?
Yeah,
Bob says yes.
We've made reference to it. Well, the anomaly is that they don't know what they're going to do. They don't want to yield, Carolyn. Why would they want to yield? Why would they yield to J.R. Bob Dobbs? Why? Why? They've been 2,000 years running shit. And now all of a sudden they're begging people to make their deposits on time so we don't have a run on the fucking bank. And then Bob turns around having a little conversation, and the next thing you know, he woke up and ended up inheriting the world economy, for Pete's sake. It's ridiculous. He just can barely get to the wall every night, Carolyn. He can just barely get to the wall, and all of a sudden he's taking over the world. He's fighting pussycats, and now BlackRock's fixing to file for bankruptcy because Bob had a little bad day. It's going to be interesting.
You're
going to see. It's getting ugly. And see why this is so ridiculous is because there's no way in an inert, animated reality this could be. And yet, it is. And yet, it is. Ain't Dalhousie no more, honey bunny. Ain't Dalhousie no more.
Dalhousie. We called it Dalhousie.
Ain't no Delousy no more. Ain't no Delousy no more. That's right. And see, and that's the whole rub. Now, the heavens are rejoicing because some people have shook themselves awake. All right? Humans had to come into some level of their power in order to inert, well, Bob's tenacious. We call him Tenacious D. Tenacious D, that's what we call Bob. Nobody, we don't call him that publicly, but he's tenacious. He forced in every step of his life steps that he did to create this, to make a round circle. He would use other people as his worders. Worders, one who says words that he can say. Well, some worder, well, Michael Blake Reed said words. He said words. That meant something or didn't mean something, but they were words. So, but those were Bob's words. They weren't Michael Blake Reed's words. So that's why the twist that makes this ridiculously simple and why you were able to keep him alive for all these years, thank God for you, because he would have died and not known it, because he wouldn't have given it enough attention. He wouldn't have given enough attention to know that he was dead, so that's our Bob. But Tenacious D comes to a place where now he's starting to see the fruits of his labor that's come full circle, these things that are falling away. And so he didn't become rich. Everybody else became poor. That's what happened. He didn't get rich. Everybody else got poor. And you're watching the fruits of that labor right here, right now. And it's crazy. It's making J.W. crazy because this ain't how he does business. He don't do it like this. It's like insane. This is exactly backwards. And he's fighting fire trying to figure this thing out. He's like, well, no, you don't have to do this. Oh, we'll do it this way. Okay. You need this. You need an extra $250 million? Okay. Calm down. We'll get this thing. We'll give you a credit. You can do it. We're going to have some good jobs, some good paying jobs. We're going to have some good paying jobs. There we go. And he's just like, fuck, why didn't we do this 100 years ago? This would have been easy. The Carnegies wouldn't have had a prayer. We got this. This is simple. So then from the other tiered levels are now, okay. No, we can do a medical analogy. I know how much you adore analogies. We're in the world is in ICU. It's on a vent. It is in a chemically induced coma. Okay, there are no brain activity, no brain waves, and the conversation happening right now is: Does the world have a living will? Does it have an advanced medical directive? Is there a decision what we're going to do here? And everybody's trying to work out their details of what they're going to inherit because ding dong, the witch is dead. And now what happens is you're now to it's a reset. Now, if you look into the words of Jusera Nesera, there's some words about that because that's what they call this, is the great reset and the elimination of debt. If there's no money, if time is money and there is no time, there is no money, so there's no debt to fucking forgive. It's a little bit ridiculous if you make it in a circular argument, but then we're going to start to sound like Lyndon LaRouche, which we never want to do, but we start to sound like LaRouche after a little while. But the whole point of this reference is Too Clever by Half, because there never was. Otherwise, if there was a default setting, how could you ever support a bankruptcy? How could you make a debt that you don't repay, you see? If that's true. But if they can just say, okay, you don't have to pay, all right, then now hell, that's the kind of bill you want. Carolyn, what if you got a bill like that? He say, you owe me this much money, but you don't have to pay. Boy, that's your kind of deal, ain't it? So that's where we are this second.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
See why you couldn't do the other half of the chart yet?
Okay. Did Joyce, well, the aliens gave Joyce the content of Finning's Wake. So this kind of knowledge is in Finning's Wake, because of Joyce.
We say you did, because he was just an absinthe-based drunk. He wasn't really insignificant.
Yeah.
He was not very significant. But he became significant. Well, he's still not significant. Fuck, he's not significant now. But you're making him significant. We can't even say it, Bob. Significant. We can't even say it. We don't know why you'd want to be significant. But it's like the well, never mind. We better hush. We're going to say too much. Go ahead and ask your questions.
Well, was I there while the aliens were dictating to Joyce? Was I hanging around in the environment?
He didn't get it in dictation. Joyce? He didn't get dictation. He got it as a somber repose. He would get flashes, and he would try to write it, and it wouldn't work right. He would put the emphasis on the wrong syllables. The emphasis on the wrong syllables, and that became Finneganese.
And so he kept doing it. He knew it was wrong, but he just kept doing it, the mistaken translation.
Correct. And then he had words that meant something with Annabelle Pleurisy.
Yeah.
To make that into a thing. And then he had canticles that he would embrace to try to make a storyline, which didn't make sense. You know, the whole thing does not make sense. It's a circular thing the whole thing works from a book that works from awake, from somebody that didn't die, from somebody that had to die, but they didn't die. So he does how many pages? 600 pages of something about something who was already dead. Like, what? With references implied.
So why did where would
this
be?
By the way, you're doing great work. Listen, you're doing great work with the wake. This is absolutely you can't even impugn it. It's beautiful what you're doing with the wake. It's fabulous. You better save it. It's good.
On Saturday with JW with Ion.
Yeah. Well, that's us. But you're doing great. You really don't know what you're doing. You think you do, but you don't have a clue. It's euphoric.
Well, you're doing it.
No, we don't do shit. We don't even know. We don't even want to show up. We're good. We just play. Hey, Carolyn, we may just stop on this and we may just play with Bob. That's fun. We'll just play with Bob. Bob can post it all on Facebook Live, and we won't have to worry about a thing. It'll be all good. We can lay up and eat bonbons. Lay up and eat bonbons all day long. It'll be great.
Bob is the most fun. He is the most fun.
He's the most fun.
Yeah,
he's the most cantankerous. He's the most cantankerous, but he's also the most fun.
So, why can't I find it? You responded to Gyroscope. What the heck? Why isn't that there? I think something's playing with my emails here.
You have no idea.
Okay, so.
Carolyn, if you get any strange emails, don't do it. Whatever the strange email is, even if you feel good about it, don't do it. Because we've got to reset your whole system because you have all that stuff saved on the backups, and they're all going to be fried. So we got to upload them to the monolith. We never said that before lately, have we?
No. To the monolith.
So be careful.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to put it there until you get the rest of the cloud finished. Bob.
What are you going to do to get the cloud finished?
Save all of Carolyn's work. Save your fivebody.goddamn.com that you just now found. Yeah.
Okay, so. Oh, it was nine.
I don't know why you're going to save it, but we're going to save it, though. We said.
Right. When you talk about circle, is that a gyroscope? Is Joyce showing a gyroscope in the wake?
Gyroscope, yes. It's not really gyro.
Okay, gyroscope. Is he showing the gyro, which means circle, according to Cameron? Is Cameron right that it's a gyro equals circle?
Yes. No, that doesn't mean circle. It means orbital. Orbital. It means orbital.
And the gyroscope has nothing to do with the maelstrom. Would you agree?
We'll have to see about that. The obvious answer is maybe, but you don't have enough information to know that.
All right. Yeah. So we were talking about what, Carolyn? The whole distraction of
barbecue.
Oh, Washington,
North Carolina barbecue.
No, Vatican. So
No, oh, okay.
The tripod is the is Babylon. So something more powerful than Babylon is calling Babylon to account. The party's over.
Well. Don't say that. Don't. Now here you go. Karen, we taught him one more little thing, and now he's starting to make words, and now he's making edicts, and now he's making law that everybody's got to follow to their own damnation. That's our batch. Come on now, calm down, Bob. It's this is a pro forma. You're becoming. Just calm down. Let it become. It's okay. You'll become like Patagonia. It'll be bad.
Oh, there's one subject to going through portals and those kind of things in JW's home. Was that a very activated, electrified home?
Agreed.
Space.
Agreed. Bob, do you have your pencil? You got a pencil, Bob?
Yeah, pencil. Yeah.
Pencil.
A second.
Write down. Executive order.
Just a second. I'll bring out my important notebook.
Oh, my God. He's going to actually write it down. I thought you were just putting it in your trash. That's the only thing to say.
Executive order.
FBI will come. The FBI will come raid the place, and he's like, we don't want your computer. We want your trash bin. We need your garbage. We'll let you go.
That's another area Bob wins on. He doesn't even have a phone to be confiscated.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. Poor Mike Lindale. He set up his own thing, and he made it come true. And now they're mad because he made his own thing come true. Well, I sent her in there to prove it. I had her open up, but y'all said nobody did it. Well, I got somebody on the inside that did it, so I can prove they did it. So now everybody's got to go to jail or something crazy. Executive order 14067.
14067, yes.
Okay, now here's the problem. What happened was, when all this shit went down, or is going down, so it's not quite down yet, but we had to set it in place.
You mean September 24th?
Well, actually, this was done in March.
March of 2002?
March 2022. March the 9th.
March 9th, 2022. Okay. What went down?
So what happened? Okay. They were scared. They were concerned. This goddamn Bob person, what entity, whatever the fuck it is, that brought that put Dave Worster in the dirt, is something that put something strong enough to put Dave Worster in the dirt and make Mary McLuhan worth something, has about to call his note. Well, then call his note, so they had to, that they signed an executive order saying that, okay, we'll make up the president, the pretend president, Mr. O'Biden,
yeah.
He signed an executive order. And what it means is that if they got in really bad problems, they can have a new currency. Mm. And so they're going to make up a new currency to pay you off. But you ain't going to take that, so it's not going to be good. But they signed the order just in case if things get ugly. And they likely are, which is what we've been saying all along. While we're trying to be careful not to give too much information, keep your bitch ass alive. We're trying to keep you alive best we can. For Pete's sake, people driving up on the damn golf course, for God's sake, it's crazy. So anyway.
That was the assassination.
Of course. So this
That's
is saying that if it goes bad.
So
what does Bob do? Instead of running, Bob goes down to it. Well, I'm going to see. If you're going to show me that bullet, you're going to shoot me in the face. I want to see that bullet. Show me that bullet. I want to look at it. I want to see which one you're going to kill me with. That's what I want to know. Now, right now. Yeah. You're not going to go LaRouche on me. You're not going LaRouche on me. I want to see the thing that's going to kill me. There ain't going to be no inky, misty darkness come sneak up and crawl up my butthole. You can know that. I only put good coffee and tequila in my butthole. No goddamn bullet. So you need to know that real quick. So just saying. Okay, so you make this full circle. That executive order is there. They think, or they thought, or they, maybe, I don't know. It's not going to work, because if you don't accept it, then they're still screwed. U.S. Inc. So they're working hard. So now the Vatican's having the same trouble. They're getting all, you got to bring your monies, get your money, give me them cashy monies, get it in the bank. And September 24th,
and that's from all their churches.
We don't do time. No. Hell no. Churches ain't got, people don't give money to churches no more, Bob. No. This is their business. This is their business that they've been fictitiously running. This is their fentanyl money. This is their pedophile money. This is their adenochrome money. This is their dirty business. The church is more powerful than the Bible. They know everything. They run everything. They got that. They are God. Okay, God damn. Let's see what you got. Do that. So they're having the same trouble. And then the queen and the crown's having the same trouble. And that's why they've come to find out. Well, you can't play. Okay. If you could take the tactility out of that statement, we'd say yes, absolutely. But if you add tactility to it, then he's too fragile. He's too frail. He's too nervous. He's too concerned. He's too, you know what I mean? If you got to get out of the tactile if you're going to make that statement work. But if you can,
so that means
then certainly.
Is that 3D physicality? Is that what you mean by tactile?
I like that. I don't have a clue what it means, but it sounds good.
Well, the human form? The human form.
Well, but everybody has a human form, Bob. Some are just stronger than others, you know.
Right, but what is the tactility? Why are you saying his tactility was weak?
Being tactile, that he can't drive 150 miles down the highway, but he does. You know, he drives really fast, but he's not supposed to. But he can't do that, but he does. So if you take tactility out of it, then he can drive 150 miles an hour down the road, and everything's good. Fine, no problem. But if you add tactility, then there's a penalty phase or crash or dying, death, whatever, that could affect the meat sack body condition. So you take tactility out of it, then the answer.
Does everybody have tactility taken away from them?
We say yes, but they won't let it go. They just won't let it go. They call someplace paradise and then kiss it goodbye. They paved paradise and put in a parking lot, Bob.
That's what you mean, that JW allows things to happen. He allowed the tactility to be removed.
Correct. That it wasn't, there was no binding. Here you go. There was no binding. Even when things were in a very bad situation, horrible, terrible situation, yucky situation, he just let it go. He just said, okay, you know, it is what it is. Okay, you're going to do that? Okay. And then it got to be a big dog in a little cage. And then it's like, uh-oh. And it's like, okay, let's go with it. So in that whole process, he came out better for it, not less than for it. Pretty amazing. Because now he realized we don't know who they are, or it has done its worst, and he survived that. So it's like, well, come on now, let's go. Let's get it. Come on, let's go. You want to go? Let's go.
Did you say it? Did you replace they with it? And that's it?
We included both. Yeah. We included both. Yeah. We included both.
Oh.
So somebody wouldn't
get
confused. Deborah's real upset, so we had to make sure Debbie's okay.
Yeah. Is Opinel allowing as much as JW allows?
No, he most certainly is not. Opinel never gave a fuck to start with. He wouldn't give two shits if he was on fire. He burned the burning bush, tried to save the world, started Babylon, destroyed Babylon, gave him the plan for the Tower of Babel, and then burnt the thing down. Turned the whole thing, then Carolyn was out of salt, so he turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt. So we said, all right, let's do it that way. That's good. Angels had a big time with that, a whole pillar of salt while he was destroying his little playpen, Sodom and Gomorrah. Carolyn, that was his little play place. That was his little playhouse, and he destroyed that like every other thing that he runs down and plays with like a bug and then throws out the window. Yeah, you know, sort of like that. You never
did.
Then
I did the Roman Empire.
And you did the Roman Empire. Then he perfects the Roman Empire, takes the entire the whole money of the entire Roman Empire, and says, let's put in roads. If we can put in roads, we can charge a fee to ride on the road. Let's do that. So they build roads and all these different Carpathian positional constructs that end up destroying the Roman Empire.
So then
call it infrastructure. you don't know what it means.
Right.
Infrastructure.
So, yeah, then we jump up to the Iran-Contra thing. That was my final thing that blew up. Now, that explains, that began in October 86, I think, and that's why Cheney knew the gig was up when Bob burnt down Iran-Contra.
That's exactly right. And that's when they, and that's why they had to get rid of Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
How ridiculous is that? You know, if you were going to make that up, why wouldn't you take some weapons of mass destruction and lay them over there and say, here they are, here they are, here they are, got you. You're so insipid that you're going to claim weapons of mass destruction and not be smart enough. You're going to call the police on somebody and say, they're a drug dealer, they're a drug. Well, if you're going to call that, make sure you put some drugs in their damn car so the police have some drugs to find, for Pete's sake. They're not very smart. They're not very smart. And then you got Saddam, and then you got who was the other one? Which one was the Afghanistani, the one that they killed, the Sand Negra, that didn't know which end the bullet?
Gaddafi.
Libya.
Gaddafi.
Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi. Didn't know which end a bullet come out of an AK-47 and until they showed it. So they showed him, and then he was on. He turned around and started shooting at them. So it's just kind of fun.
So you have the collapse in 86, 87 of the Iran-Contra scene, which that's what Danny Casolaro was calling the octopus, that reporter that got killed. And that involved Promise Software, right? Promise Software. The ability to spy on every embassy.
No. You got it messed up. Promise Software was based on your little buddy McAfee. That was a McAfee creation. Promise borrowed the code. Since you're gonna out
somebody.
Since you're gonna out everybody, we might as well out them outright.
Yes. So, on the way to today, after I collapsed Iran-Contra and Cheney knew the gig was up, they made one desperate move, and that was 9-1-1, correct?
That's correct.
That was a panic mood.
That's correct. That's correct. And now, we have a question for you. You ready to answer a question? We answer your questions.
Yeah.
Will you answer our questions? And here we go. Tell us.
Sure.
Riddle us this. How come there is enough fentanyl, the drug, in the United States of America to kill everybody on the planet three times? Okay. In the U.S., there's enough to kill everybody on the planet three times. Is nobody taking the fentanyl? How does it keep increasing the amount of fentanyl? If this is such a jip-jap-jup drug, it's kind of like free beer at the barbecue. You're not going to have more beer at the end of the night than you started with. You're going to have less beer if it's free beer at the barbecue. You're going to have less beer, not more beer. So the issue becomes, how is it increasing to such a level unless they're just importing it and no one is taking it? Very interesting, isn't it?
Okay, so nobody is taking it, or it is being taken?
No, they are. It's just cheap. They are taking it because there's deaths. There's 350, 400 deaths a day. It's like playing Russian roulette, and you got all the chambers of the gun's got a bullet in it. You're not going to win that game of Russian roulette, promise.
Yeah, Carolyn showed me a video earlier today of kids and everybody dropping dead. They put together all these images that cameras caught naturally.
Yeah. No. Wait. Stop. Don't say it like that. Say it like this. What Carolyn was showing you, it's called the fentanyl pose. People who they're not overdosing. This isn't an overdose. This is a poison. If you're poisoned with fentanyl, you go into a certain state, meaning they call it the fentanyl pose. And so now, so when the coroner comes now and they sees that pose, they know it was a fentanyl death now.
Yeah.
Because your body just seizes, and in those pictures are depicted. Carolyn explained it to you in your quiet time, Bob. She's really smart. She'll help you. She will help you.
but it's not resulting from vaccines, these
deaths. No. Those deaths aren't. Now, that's another conversation. There's another promise. There's another whole thing that goes with that. We got so much. Come on, Bob. We got so much to say. Hurry up. We got things to do. It's going to be a 7-hour. It's going to be a 7-hour soundbite. We can skip next Saturday at this rate. Keep going. Let's go.
But these are kids dying in the footage. How did they get poisoned?
Well, there's everybody. There's because there's police that can't catch it in the car, and they're rubbing it on their skin, and then the transdermal aspect, they're having to go to the hospital. They tote Narcan like they tote Narcan closer than they tote their pistol.
Okay. So September 24th, there's going to be announcements in the Android meme that
No. We didn't say nothing about no damn announcements. This is not a LaRouche quadrant indemnified conditioned response. Something's going to happen on the 24th. You may or may not hear about it. But it's going to happen on the 24th because the jig is up.
Okay, but then
La
there will be effects
Paloma,
of it.
Loma.
The supply
La
chain
Paloma,
shuts
Loma.
Down.
Boom, ding, bang, la, paloma, loma.
That will happen. Okay, so the.
Now, wait, here's where it gets fun. Here's where it gets interesting. It should have already blown. So what the nasty aliens do? They say, oh, we got this. We'll put some charges in the crack. We'll just do it that way. If the son of a bitch wouldn't go, Mother Earth wouldn't help us out. We'll help a nigga. We'll do this. We'll help a nigga. We'll blow the damn thing up. It'll be a conditioned response.
Okay, so the blow up happened. Why are we relating the Vatican, the Babylon, to calling in their monies with that date and with that event?
Okay. It's either that or nuclear. Okay. Oh God. We'd love to do this in such a way to play this, but now listen, Bob, you really going to have to go through this. If you play this, you really going to have to go through this now because you can't put some of this out. But you need it. You really want this information, and we're going to give it to you. But we're just not positive that you can put it out. So maybe pick it out.
I'm not putting it out.
You can because it's good stuff. They need to know, goddammit. They need to know. Ain't nobody mad. We just don't want to get you sidebarred with it. All right, listen, it's going to be La Paloma. Or it's going to be a hurricane, and or it's going to be a natural disaster, and or it's going to be a shaky earthquake, a chubby checker. It's going to be a chubby checker, twist and shout.
I see why Carol was afraid to keep talking, asking questions. She said, this is too heavy for her. Have Bob
right.
these topics. Yeah.
And have Bob, that's right. Because look here what it's going to do. It's going to cause such a distraction that nobody's going to give a fuck if Queen Elizabeth living in Sanderham or in an 800-pound lead box next to her dead, also alive, dead husband, or alive, dead. We don't know. It's one of those two. It's 50-50. We'll have to see how it goes. We'll see how breakfast goes, and we'll let you know if we're alive or not. So this issue is becoming a non-issue. Okay, now nobody gives a fuck who pisses on the Pope, because that becomes a non-question. Then Billy Graham, no. What's his name? His son, not Marvin Graham, little one. The Billy Graham Jr., he's going to get up there. He says, well, we're going to have some money so we can send some ships and some problems because these people need help. And with the Samaritan's purse, we will save many souls. Souls will be saved. So send them cashy money checks right away for the Samaritan purse. So that'll become the distraction, like Katrina. Remember?
Yeah.
Like Katrina.
So that'll become a distraction.
People won't worry about how much the hamburgers are. They won't worry about how much you've never eat a hamburger in your life. You probably don't know. They won't worry about how much a hamburger costs because there ain't going to be no hamburger available. That's why Karen got all that. It's like Karen's got all that tutti frutti stuff put up.
Put up where? Tutti frutti stuff put up.
The mango and the restructure. And
put up where?
What was there? No, we're not telling you. You know where it was. You go eat every bite of it today. We're not telling you.
Is that what you're talking about? Is he right, Carol? The stuff you hide from me?
Yeah, we didn't. Sorry, Carolyn. It's our bad. Our bad, Carolyn. We didn't mean to loose the Kraken. Now, Carolyn, she's got 2 years
so
worth of food stored in that mansion. She got 2 years worth of food stored in that mansion. You'd eat it in a day. You'd eat every bite of it in a day, and you'd be gone. And Carolyn says, "What am I going to eat?"
Lucky. I don't even care. I don't even look for it. It's probably on the counter there, and I just don't notice it.
Yeah, Carolyn, that's what I'm saying. This is yours and this is mine. We have half. You eat yours and then you eat half of mine. Now, here's mine. Here's yours. You eat yours and then you eat half of mine. Otherwise, she goes to bed hungry. So you know how that goes.
Yeah. So the natural next thought was, this is why there'll be most likely no midterm elections.
Likely. 24th.
Yeah,
likely.
That explains that. In other words, nobody's going to care about Joe Biden.
Now, listen, we're not trying to make a big thing about this. But at some point, this is not going to, where you say, let the Passover cup pass from me. At some point, the Passover cup's not going to pass. Not going to pass.
Right. So, you know, Carolyn, this would be played on September 24th. That's the Saturday show. So it might have happened earlier in the day before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I am. Or we play it and that triggers it, and then we get blamed.
Good. Either way, pays the same, Bob. Pays the same. You're going to get blamed for it anyway. You're going to get either you're the liar that made it all up, or you're the liar that made it all up and it came true anyway. So either way, you're going to jail, Bob.
I'm going to jail.
No, he won't go to jail. He's in jail now. He's locked in the fifth gate right now. Never mind. Maybe if we work this out, maybe we can make parole. We'll get Bob. We'll see if we can make parole for Bob. It'll be good. Bob for parole.
Okay.
For none of the above.
It was no problem. Okay. Gene Wenzel sent me a cartoon. And it was sent up by an MP named Jason Wood. So you want to see this cartoon, Carol? Come over here and look at it. It has a picture of Buckingham Palace or some monarchy building, some castle. And there's a Jeep down the road. And the Queen is getting into the Jeep, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah.
She says, "Move over, Philip, dear. I'll drive."
Mm-hmm.
So that's what is actually happening. They're together.
Right.
Maybe driving around.
Yeah.
So this MP, Jason Wood, says about it. He puts out the cartoon, some newspaper cartoon. "Reunited again. What a beautiful cartoon from Mark Knight." And then down, it has a little voice down in the corner of the cartoon. "And they did meet again." So I guess maybe she had said that. Now the horse in the background, some unicorn kind of horse, that's symbolic of heaven or something, I guess. So
As you got their minds blowed. Carolyn's got the app for that, the little picture where the unicorn blows his mind. He's like,
mind
blown.
But so they're showing them being in heaven, but that's actually where they are in the physical. That's a literal drawing of their situation, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one. And the other better one, the only one better than that one that's very, 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 very funny is that Theresa May's husband, in her speech that she made to Parliament, Theresa May, she got up there and she said, "Well, I'll have to tell you a story about the Queen," and goes on about how wonderful she is and this, that, and the other. And then she turns in and she says, "Well, my husband, he had an incredible dream. He had an incredible dream, and he was recounting that dream to me, and it was the most incredible thing he'd ever seen in his life." He says, "He was sitting in the back seat of a Land Rover in Balmoral, and all of a sudden, here comes the Queen, pops into the driver's seat, and she's sitting next to the Prime Minister of England, and is driving 80 kilometers an hour, careening off of the bridge. And then he says, and then I woke up and realized that I really was in the car with the Queen and the present Prime Minister of England, right, where she's driving all over Balmoral.
Which was too funny, because no one would ever dream of Theresa May as Prime Minister.
Right.
Or
she was
the Queen driving you, and she was, or the Queen driving you around. So that was the funny zeitgeist of his conversation, of his, quote, dream. Made for a good
right,
story.
Right, but that was the Queen driving Liz Truss, not Theresa.
No. The story was from Theresa May when she was Prime Minister, Bob, back in the day.
When did she announce this? The other day, since the Queen.
Yeah, when they were giving their tic tacs on the passing of the Queen.
Yeah, I did know that she was still in Parliament. She still has her position. Okay.
She's not. Once they're prime minister, they always mostly keep their seat. And even if she doesn't keep her seat, what happens then is they always can come in. If you're a past prime minister, you could always go to Parliament and get your tap, tap, tap. If you're the Conservative or the Lories or the Tories or the Cobbers or the Knobbers or whatever they are, you know, the Conservative Party. They can come and speak. The Conservative Party, you know.
But she doesn't have to sit around every day and do business.
Well, they don't either. They rarely do it either. They don't do business. They just holler at each other. No, you're not. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. No, you're not. Then they beat on the little stops and look on the little thing. You know, they don't do anything. They're like all these people that are in the pretend capital. There ain't nobody in the capital. The whole damn front's blowed out. They're in there making speeches. There's never anybody in there. But there'll be one standing on a podium, or the politicians will come in this one circle with everybody's got. It's like a sound stage in a circle, and everybody, you can see it. It always is the same, and the same people are in the background. They just stand there and talk all day long. About these problems, there ain't a soul in that damn place. There's no traffic, nobody in the parking lot, nothing going on. They show the picture every day of what's going on and what's got to happen. Ain't nobody in a soul in that goddamn place. Mr. Harrison Ricketts, business as usual. And then they come up in, the senators, Mitch McConnell and whatever goofball, whatever his name is, they get up and make this big speech like he's talking to the Queen of England or the Parliament, and there's not a soul in the goddamn building. There's not a soul in the building. It's all green screen. Well, come on now. This is not that serious. It ain't like they're talking to somebody, like somebody's there.
Yeah, so the Queen is shown in the Jeep. Is that a Land Rover? And is the cartoonist actually showing, because they listen to us and they know the Queen faked her death? The cartoon
She did not fake her death. They said everything that's going on with this. They said the casket, Elizabeth's casket's being moved. Elizabeth's casket's at Balmoral. Elizabeth's casket going to Holy Rody. They're going to Holy Road, and then they're going to go.
Bob financed the casket.
Yeah, that's right. Everything is, if you notice, if you look at it really close, everything never says Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's body is lying in state. They've never said that one time on anywhere. They always say her casket is laying in. Her casket is being laid in state. Very weird.
Because
the way all the bylines say casket, not her body. Because they're being honest, believe it or not.
Okay, so let's go into some questions here.
Go to work. Good.
Yeah, we understand the problem on the 24th. And this is, it's not going to be like, hey, Bob, get out there on the wall. The aliens are coming. And September 24th is not going to be like that, where nothing happens. You're actually pretty sure something's going to happen on the 24th, correct?
Something's going to happen. It may not be immediately energized, but then they'll come back and say, well, you know, the funniest thing happened. Then there you go.
Well, if it's La Paloma, how are they going to hide that? How's that going to be slow?
Right. Right. Well, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say the mountain is forcing the lotus to bloom, is that a lotus for the world? Is that the changing of the world to prepare it for going to Andromeda? Is it a huge environmental lotus, or is it just some little place in Bob's kitchen or something? What is this? The size of this lotus?
It doesn't matter. The size is it. You humans. But in order for you to consider something to be important, you decide it has to be very, 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 very big. That's not the case at all. Sometimes something massive can be tiny, 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 tiny. Get that all messed up.
Oh, okay. Where is the lotus that's going to bloom? Is it in a particular place?
It's everywhere.
In our world?
It is your world. That lotus in you is your world.
So the blooming of the lotus is lockdown Bob rule, where we take over and create the 1,000 years of, quote, peace, which may not be 1,000 years, but
it's a span that allows you to recuperate. What's going to happen is it thins out the weak ones, Bob. Your favorite people, the Spartans from Sparta. The Spartans, they'd have a little gimpy baby and they'd throw it over the cliff. We're going to have a good one. And we weren't waiting on the good one. They have one a little bit messed up. They just pitch it off. They just chunk it in the bucket. They just throw it off the cliff. Mm. Won't even worry about it. They want strong ones. They need strong ones.
And the Spartans have a bad image in history. They were the bad people. That's because literate, alphabetic people get all wimpy and sentimental, and they didn't understand. Right?
They saved the day, so I guess it's okay.
Right. But, you know, they threw babies off. You know, it's like the Aztecs mm-hmm. would open people's hearts. And the literate people project horror on those scenes.
Well, but yet the literate people want to have abortions when somebody's 18 years old. 18 years up, time for an abortion. I guess my body, my choice. I'm gonna have it. You're 18 years old, 17 and a half. Oh, you got to go. You've been having abortions. My body, my choice. So they're doing the same thing now, Bob, and calling themselves Pentecostal.
Okay. So we always wonder about how did the Resolute Desk happen. Again, mm-hmm. aliens were involved with the Resolute Desk. They made that communication between Buckingham Palace and the White House possible, correct?
And that had to be connected to the HMS Charlotte, which connect to Trinity Church, which connect to here at the wall. They're all connected, Bob.
And you say connected to the ship, you mean the wood? The wood was important to make the desk?
The two desks.
And did some of the wood make the Trinity Church, or was that around before?
It was.
The rest?
No, it was. It was as well. It was as well. The Charlotte
was long ago.
It was long ago.
Yeah.
Long, long ago.
Right. And so wood from the Resolute Desk was added to it?
Correct.
Wood from the boat. Was added to
yes.
it to the church.
So they had to. Those timbers. They repurposed any timber, Bob. They'd even save nails. They were not easy to come
right.
by. They saved everything. So, yeah. Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to put the Resolute Desk in, and then I'll have a question put in there. Resolute Desk, Wiki. Resolute Desk.
And look up North Carolina barbecue. That's a good one.
Okay, so the HMS Resolute was the mid-19th century bark rigged ship of the British Royal Navy, specifically outfitted for Arctic exploration. Resolute became trapped in the ice and was abandoned in 1854. Recovered by an American whaler, she was returned to Queen Victoria in 1856. Timbers from the ship were later used to construct the Resolute Desk, which was presented to the President of the United States and is currently in the White House Oval Office. Those dates, 1854. 1854 is about the end of the Crimean War. And
dates aren't right.
That's what I wanted to ask you. What are the actual dates of trapped in the ice? Do you have a timing for that?
1530.
Wow. And when was it recovered by somebody? They're saying 1856.
A little bit
when
before
was it recovered?
That. But Victoria was on. Victoria was hung around for a long time. Almost as long as Elizabeth, you see. She's still alive, but I'm staying
right.
on the throne. So,
yeah, she hung around for a long time.
Years.
But she's not 70 years, is what you're saying.
Correct. On the throne.
Yeah. Was she waiting around to get the wood from the trapped ship?
No, she had it earlier. It was earlier. She's the one who said, this is the most special thing ever, 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 ever. This was before Torchwood, so this was before that. So it was Victoria, she was very superstitious. She was scared of everything and therefore mad about everything and therefore specific about everything. She'd have a fit about not in my world, and off with his head, off with his head, off with his head. Any threat, even if you saved her fucking life, she thought, well, if you're powerful enough to save my life, I'm the reigning monarch. I'm the queen of heaven. If you're able to save my life, I appreciate you. I'm going to knight you, and then I'm going to chop your head off because you're very powerful. I can't have you more powerful than me. So that's how she dealt with threats, is she chopped her head off, chopped their
head
off. But
Queen Elizabeth II, did the same thing.
Diana going to raise hell? The Spencers really are? You're going to say I'm an invalid queen because you've got the real mark and your children are going to be the real queen? Well, let me tell you something, honey bunny. Somebody else had a baby, and they're going to be the next king. Not Charlie. Not Charlie. Somebody else. There was another baby before Charles. Uh-oh. Then it's going to come out.
But a baby made by Charles?
No, a baby made by Elizabeth II.
That she gave birth to. But not from Philip.
No.
She got a steward to do it, right? She got a steward to make her baby.
Indeed.
Okay, so let's say, I think Queen Victoria shows up in 1837. I think that's when her rule starts.
Okay.
June 20th, 1837. So I would say that the ship showed up about 1840. I have that on my chart.
That's
the telegraph.
Close. That's fact. That's right.
That's
telegraph.
Close. Yeah.
And see, it's hard to pin us down on time because it gets to be ambiguous. And then you get on tailgate and say, I don't know what he's talking about. He said it was year two, and then he said it's year 30,000. He doesn't have a clue. He's just talking out of his ass. I don't know why we listen to him, but you kind of do. But I don't know why we listen. You can't believe Ion. That's crazy. Don't give no faith and confidence in what that non-physical says. That's ridiculous. You know. So, yeah, we know how it rolls, Bob. We're there. That's the problem with us is we're there.
Yeah. Okay. So the did Queen Victoria know that the Resolute Desk was somehow massaged by the aliens?
Yes.
So the aliens make the communication possible through the wood.
Correct. But that was found out by Alberts. Alberts who found that out.
And then what did he do with that knowledge?
Told her to craft it into a desk to have communication with the nasty back home. It was to get information from back home, see? Because they got exiled from America, and then the people that came back took over their domain. They
right,
the
and
US
that's why they say their dynasty begins in 1,000 years ago. That's when they were kicked out of America, so they had to start a
new place. We got 68.
What is 68 referred to? 1968 or some other timing?
1768, Bob. 1768.
Okay. So the oligarchs have been addled for the last 30, 40 years.
Yes.
And that's what came through cosmic awareness. And I think Dave Burster, or he just told me this, that
Dave,
when Ryan
Shockley,
turned essence,
and Shockley was just high. That's all Shockley was. He,
right.
Paul Shockley, he was just high. He wasn't anything. He was just high.
Right. So Ryan returned to essence on January 22nd, 1967, when Doobie died. And Dave said, or awareness said, that the bank, that the Rai principalities, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and maybe we would say now Vatican Monarchy of Washington, it got addled. It couldn't get its timing correct anymore because their
separate
positions.
It's not about correct. There's no time. They couldn't get the time. to sync up. There is no time. They were trying to sync it up. They were trying to make it say, oh, you mean it's like this. So it's like, oh, we're going to get up at 9 o'clock. Oh, we're going to do sound bites at 10 o'clock. Oh, so it syncs up. But if you can't get that to sync up, you always miss sound bites, or you always miss getting up, or you always miss when it's time to go to bed. So you can't sync it up. It's not about time. It's about the collective conscious pairing.
Yeah, no, I that's what I meant by they were addled. They couldn't sync up. And I didn't mean time, the timing, but I thought I said it. So the point is that in March 68, they started to have their problems. They had a big crisis in the gold world back in the city in London, I think. And then it got worse and worse.
What happened? What happened is they got caught. As long as nobody caught them and nobody knew how much money there was or there was supposed to be, you wouldn't know if there was a deficit, inflation, reflection, or deflation, or we're in a depression. You wouldn't know. And during the Great Depression, most people were poor. They didn't know it. They didn't know Wall Street fell. They were poor. They didn't know it was a problem. They already was fucked up when it ever happened. So you're using words. You're using words correctly, but it has to do with social perception. That's the only way you can gauge how good or bad your reality was or could have been.
Around that time in 67, I got that letter from the Knights of Malta, a weird letter.
Mm-hmm.
That would be around the time that Rai went into essence. And that was a sign to me, get ready, post-Rai. And so you're saying something got exposed. Something became transparent in 67, 68.
And that's what validated Vicky and Abaton. Without that, they would have never been. Or they're charlatans anyway. But you'd have never had Vicky or Abaton. Never. They'd have never made the cut.
If you didn't have what? Rai returning to Essence?
The letter. Your letter from Malta.
Oh, my letter. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you saying wow for? But Carolyn, throw something else at him. Don't get them scissors. Don't throw them scissors at him, but throw something else
at him.
Throw the
towel.
Here he
goes.
Throw the soft towel. Yeah, not the fingertip towels. You leave them alone. We've been told you about that.
Yeah.
You leave them little orange towels alone. So we say you get up every single show and you say, I did it, I'm it, I created, I said it, I did it. And then when you validate something for you, you go, wow, that's amazing. come on now, you can't have it both ways, man.
There's more than, look, one Bob asks the question or makes the boast, and the second Bob gets the answer, and he didn't make the boast. So he goes, wow, you're dealing with more than one Bob, okay?
Oh, okay, good.
Explain something.
That's good. That's good. I think we're going to take over tailgate next time there's a show. We'll take over tailgate, and we'll uncant our recanted things. Well, Bob didn't mean that. He meant this. Bob really didn't say that. He said it after the fact, and now Bob can claim it because no one else wants it. Everybody else is through with it. So now he can take over the world. Now that all the checks have bounced, Bob's going to take over the bank. It'll be great. You're going to love it. Y'all love
no competition.
Bob's going to treat
Bob
you.
Never likes
Bob's
competition.
Gonna treat you to, no, Bob's going to treat you so many ways you're bound to like some of them.
Yeah. Okay, so that explains the late 67. That's a pretty interesting scenario. And that's why the oligarchy, the White House, the Rockefellers, they all look addled into the 70s and 80s. And the people are watching this. These guys are supposed to be very powerful, and they actually can't do anything correctly.
Bob,
they can't do anything right.
Bob. You can do a little bit of research now. I know this is troublesome for you because you'd like to live a life of slack. But you could get one of your minions. You could get one of your minions to do this, and have them canonical or look at the list of all the world leaders. Now this is important. All the world leaders have just said, "I quit. I quit."
Yeah.
Go through. I mean, they're the most powerful people in the world. And they go, "Oh, I don't want to do it anymore." Oh yeah, I'm bank. you're in charge of the world. It would be like Winston Churchill says, I'm going to the beach. Y'all work out this war stuff.
In 1943.
43 in the world.
I've had enough.
I'm going to the beach. See y'all. I'll check back in y'all. I'll check on y'all next week. Let's see how it goes. And you go, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. And that's what's happened. Do a list. Do a list. Do a list. There's hundreds of them that just said, nope, I'm good. Nope, I'm good. Nope, I'm good. Everybody's pulling everything, every asset that they can pull to be safe, just like Dr. Dean, to know what's up. They have, some of them have their own bunkers, just like Dr. Dean. We hope you make it too, Bob. But Carolyn Dean's got one. If you don't make it, she's going to do great. But you make sure you better get there on time, because she ain't waiting a bus on you, just so you know that.
Okay. So Biden's promising students, that's a tech body, telling everybody you're free, give us your power, we'll take away your debt. All that tech body nonsense, which will be.
No, it is not. No, it is not. It's a way to buy votes. People who went to school that got a non-education going to get $10,000 or $20,000 if they got Pell Grants, which is most of everybody. $20,000, $1 trillion worth of money, trying to build up some more money so that there's enough money in the hopper to give to you to build it up a little bit more. They just keep doubling down on their mess because the bill's due and they got to pay and they ain't nowhere to go. You know, you evict them, they ain't going to be enough room in the streets for the homeless people. So then they're going to do it to make the people who didn't go to school, who got a job or paid off their school loans, give it to the people that aren't worth a damn anyway, that aren't making any money, that are already graduated, that didn't help anything. It's to give them money on stuff they can't. They got a career, a four-year degree, that they're not making a job. They got a job not making enough of money to pay their stupid student loan, which is silly.
Right. So
if they're that bad off, $20,000 ain't going to fix it. You see?
Yeah. And you said a word in there, and just back there, you said the $20,000 or $50,000. What was it? You said a title. You said some kind of word.
Yeah. Now,
which
got a degree. They got a degree, and they when you get a degree, you're supposed to make more money in your job. Right?
No, not that. You were just in passing, calling. You used a noun about, but. You can't find it, so forget it. I'll have to hear it and then ask later.
Dang.
I missed a word in there, your little rant.
Mm.
You called it something. He did this and he did that, and then they title bombed it that up.
Right.
You know?
Right. And then the blah, 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 and then they went to Google, blah, 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 blah. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Bert, in 12 years, Bert will say, no, Bob, Ion said, blah, blah, blah. That's what Bob said. That's what Ion did. He said, blah, blah. And it was at this time on this day of your private session. It was good. It was just before the end. It was just before the end. I have it all written down right here. Just before the end.
Yeah.
Because, Bob, here's what – nope, don't say that. Here's the words. The words are, you need to look toward the eastern sky. I know you don't know east. Don't worry about that. Let Carolyn show you which way east is. It's like sort of the way that the sun rises up, sort of that direction.
Yeah.
But normally you're going to bed by that point, so it's all good.
Yeah.
You could catch it for a moment. Look that way more regular than you look other ways, because that's what you need to – if we were you, we would suggest it would be a good idea to consider that as your attention grabber these days.
Yeah, the electron pulse grabber. I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So electronic pulse grabber. We were just talking about. So the student loans, is that already happened? It went into law and the students got their money?
It's not a law. It's an executive order and it's in court and it's non-constitutional. And it's not going to go. It's stupid. It's not going to. It's a nothing thing. It's trying to buy a vote before the midterms.
Yeah, and the midterms are not going to happen, so that's all irrelevant. The Biden moves are obsolete already. Yeah, okay.
Why don't you just give them all $1 trillion apiece and we'll call it a day? Everybody that went to school, here's $1 trillion. Yeah, you good? Is that enough? You need a little extra?
Yeah.
You know, see, if everybody's a trillionaire, then nobody's rich. You know that. You got that, right?
Okay, that's right. I understand that. So – we did Ezekiel 7. Don't have any questions there. So David Lynch, the eccentric filmmaker. About Ezekiel. Yeah, the most important thing. Oh, wait, we did that. Back in more important stuff.
Yeah, fuck that Ezekiel shit. We've done that already.
No wonder Jada says Bob's the most fun ever. I mean, the people get here. Even Ion gets off in all this ridiculous Bob world.
That's hysterical. It's Carolyn. Ken's the only sober one in this party. That's the only thing.
And he's fast asleep right now.
We can't do this on. We can't do this on enema day, Bob. It's too much. It's just too much.
Okay, David Lindsay, eccentric filmmaker. He has the term "Blue Rose" in a movie he made around the Twin Peaks series. Blue Rose is mentioned. Now,
second
I noticed
season.
That with the
second season, second episode.
No, in the movie Firewalk with Me, it begins with Dale Cooper flies into Oregon or someplace or Washington to meet the local police. The police aren't interested in the feds. And then there's a woman there, and she gives the code word, which is Blue Rose.
Right.
Now, I remember, holy, that's the word that Ellie would say to Michael at the beginning of the session. That was the secret word. You never heard that on the recording. So I said, wow, did David Lynch, or maybe even Brian brought up this question, did David Lynch have a session with the Evergreens and heard the Blue Rose? He was there and heard it, and he used it. Is that possible?
Yes, because he just showed up. He didn't have an appointment.
So listen to this. Talking to Brian about it on office hours yesterday, I said, Michael told me that one day he was reading about a Hollywood star in the paper. Knock on the door. He opens the door, and there's the star that he was reading about in the paper. And they just showed up, and then he wanted a session. That's exactly what you just said Lynch did. He showed up, and Michael left his schedule and gave him one, right?
Well, no. He, Michael, calculated that he wouldn't show up and ring the bell. He wouldn't come to the building, just walk in and say, I'm a vampire and I've come to suck your blood. And he says, no, I wanted to talk to, I wanted a session. Like he had made the appointment. And maybe Ellie just didn't tell him. So he was just being nice, like, okay. He wasn't doing anything anyway. So it's like, all right.
Yeah, he didn't say, I'm just dropping by. I just happened to be walking by. Hey, can you give me something?
Right.
He said, oh, no, I have an appointment. I have an appointment.
No. Didn't say I have an appointment. He says, I was here for my session. I'm here to have a session, meaning that I had an appointment.
Yeah.
He didn't say it. It was implied. And Michael.
Brian says, did you ever see a vase with a blue rose in it? You know, in Church Street, where he would go in Toronto. No, I never
That's
saw
not, a No, rose. There was not a blue. There was not a blue rose. Fuck that. That's the code word, not an actual vase
with a
purple flower in it.
Right. There's actually a taped interview. I could send it to you with Michael Blake Reed. Somebody's interviewing him, and he's sitting at his chair, and there's a blue flower in a glass beside him. So we wonder if that was the blue rose.
No, it was a blue flower. It wasn't a blue rose. It wasn't a blue rose. It wasn't a rose. Carolyn can take her app and shoot it on the thing and tell you what it is. It was a peony. So good.
Okay. It was just there as a decoration. Nothing to do with the communication with the Evergreens. What did Ellie, or maybe Philippa before, his previous wife, who set up the blue rose, and what did it mean to start a session saying blue rose? What was that communicating?
It was a catchword. They had studied, believe it or not, they actually look at Edgar Casey and that being Michael never talked about it. He should have more about being sensitive. He just would talk about being aggravated by it. You remember?
By what? Aggravated by what?
His gift, his ability, his thing he does. Which he didn't even know what was. He didn't know what it was exactly. You know what I'm saying? From that side.
Yeah.
So he would be distressed by it sometimes, or if he did, he had limitations. They were self-imposed, which is why he stopped, because it was really grating on his life and his health because he didn't know how to clear. Remember, you went through that with JW, having to clear.
One time
he was gone for a year or better because he had to clear and he couldn't quite figure it out. So he was absent until he learned how to clear. Bert marks those very closely. The clearing
you
is
mean,
very important.
I'm interacting with the Evergreens in recording sessions, but JW was absent.
No. We're saying Michael Blake Reed did not learn how to clear after he had an interaction if he had a gift. Okay. If he had a gift, we're saying if he had a gift, which you say he did, We're going to say, okay, if he had a gift and he did not learn how to clear or wash that off of himself, and it kicked up and it affected his meat sack health, his body, because he wasn't
so
able to
clear. So that's why you're saying Michael took a year off, not J.W. Michael took a year off.
No. That's why he died. That's why he stopped doing it altogether. He didn't know how to clear, and it built up so much till it messed him up. Same thing with Dave Worster when he gets his crick in his neck or whatever that ridiculous heart stuff is. They burn out.
Yeah.
But if you learn how to clear, you don't burn out. You can go, you can be dead, dog dead, tired, and then start and go 20 hours, and be wiped out, and still go 20 hours. No
so
problem.
JW knew how to clear.
Learned how to clear. In that time that he didn't learn how to clear, he got backed up and he had to take a year off. No, didn't know if he was ever coming back or not. He didn't know if he was ever coming back or not. It was very upsetting to him. It was very upsetting.
I never knew they took
like,
a year off. When did he take a year off?
Well, it was like 2017.
Okay, yeah, during those 2 year breaks. That's right. Yeah, he did one in 2011. The end of 2011,
right.
And then came back 2014, then he disappeared in 2017, came back 2019. Okay, he had that break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. All right.
Correct.
Thank
you. Able to clear. And that's important because that clearing is what, number one, it's what saved him, and it's number two, it's what gave you the clear insight. You have the best gift that's ever been given as a gift. You have it. You own it. It's yours. And we're very happy and pissed about it. thrilled and furious. We're thrilled and furious that you at a beck and call can practically control non-physical. You at a beck and call can practically control non-physical.
So what is my gift? Access to non-physical ion?
That you have
or
the ability. No, that you can control it. We're not very controllable. We are not very controllable. We do not play well with others, Bob.
That's right. So that's why, you know, Shock Ginny, I would go, fuck you, Ion. Nobody else can do that.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's an example.
Correct. From a standpoint, and it also is a nice, but now what that does for you is it makes a semblance of balance for you. Because otherwise you become Nero playing the fiddle while Rome is burning.
Right. I'd be playing
so
the fiddle with evergreens. Is that what you mean? I mean, with Ion.
No.
I'd be playing the fiddle with Ion.
No. You'd be playing the fiddle while Rome is burning. You would be the emperor playing the violin while your world is burning to the ground.
Right. I understand. So I can control non-physical, and that means I am not Nero.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You're not
subject to the same disciplines because you don't acknowledge them. And that's why everybody has all these problems. You're like, well, you can't put that on me. I don't have a problem. I don't know a problem. I don't recognize a problem. If you have a problem, I'm sorry for your luck. I'm sorry for your luck, but I don't have a problem. Don't have a single problem.
So that's what my friend Marcel Duchamp said. There's no solution because there's no problem. That's my religion.
That's right.
Okay.
And then you get Christian Murdy. Then you get Christian Murdy. And then you decide to save yourself and then commit suicide.
So listen to this.
That was pretty good, Bob.
Yeah.
You earned that one, Bob. That was pretty good. That was you can have that one. You can use that one again. We expect to see that on your Facebook page any day now.
Okay. So David Lynch noted the word Blue Rose, and he put it into his movie as a sign to the Evergreens. And then, you know, he took 25 years off, which he predicted in the last end of the second season. The dwarf or Laura said, I'll see you in 25 years. So 25 years, he starts season three. And it begins with Dale Cooper, the detective, talking to some magical entity. That's Dave Lynch acknowledging his interaction with mediums like the Evergreens, but also Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Was based on me that's what I had been doing.
Correct.
I had a contact with Ion.
You connected it back to the tree because without you the tree doesn't apply. You make the tree in Twin Peaks apply.
The tree that they went the sycamore they went through to get to the Black Lodge.
Correct. Because otherwise there's no box. But there's no Dobbs. That's the zip code to Dobbs Town.
That's right.
So does he? He's fully aware of what I'm doing with Ion. He monitors us.
Everybody is now, Bob. Shit, we expect.
No, after but he Whoopi's, was before.
Whoopi,
I know they're doing
after
it now.
Whoopi,
before.
After Whoopi dies, we'll talk about it.
Okay, about David Lynch. But David Lynch has been on to me since I gave him the recordings of me commenting on Twin Peaks and interpreting it.
That's exactly right. And then that was back. That was after Vern Christensen died.
He died in 98. The recordings were given to Jerry in 93, or earlier. Yeah, the week before we showed up in February 93. David Lynch got the recording. Maybe from your non-time perspective, it's that. But you know, I know when Vern died, and I know when I showed up in L.A. in 93 to stay at Jerry's, and the kid that was staying
Jerry Fialka. Clear, because people listen to you. Terrible
house,
Lynch, by the way.
What, terrible house, did you say?
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, so the recordings that were given to Lynch the Thursday before we showed up, I think, in early February 93, Lynch listened to them, and then he tuned into me at that point. He wasn't on to me until he heard those recordings, correct?
Agreed. Don't say correct. Yeah. We say agreed. We agree with you, but correct is relative because your dates are wrong, your timeline's wrong, the impetus is wrong, so it's not correct. We agree. That's the way to do that.
All right.
Okay. We'll clean it up when you got more time. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry you're short-ended tonight, boss.
Who murdered Danny Casolaro, who discovered the octopus in the scandal around the Promise software? Can we say who murdered him?
Pat Scalini. And it wasn't Patrick.
Beginning with G.
It was Pat. P as in pussy. Pat.
Was that a woman?
Scalini. No, we said not Patrick. Pat. His real name was Pat. P-A-T. Not short for
and
Patrick. Scalini.
And it began with
Scalini.
G. I got that. It begins with G. Now, who did he do? Who ordered
begins
him to do
Begins with
it?
P. P P A T Scalini S S Scalini.
You say Scalini? That's S K. So where's the? And then it's Galini. There's no P in there. Palini. You're saying Galini.
Pat. P A T. The first
I know.
Name. Okay.
I know that.
It begins with G. Then you say it begins with G. When there's no G in it at all. What are you talking about?
I had his second name. His last name is Galini. Begins with G. Correct.
No. S as in shit ass. Galini.
Galini. Got it. Okay, stop. Let's move on. I got that. Who did he do it for? Who ordered him to do it? To kill Danny.
It was an oversight from a Don. An oversight from a Don. D-O-N.
Okay, was Danny on, was his, what he thought was going on, was he correct or was he way off?
Okay, now let's be really clear now, because you want this clear. He was absolutely pitch perfect on point. He had no idea what he was pitch perfect on point regarding. He didn't have a clue, but he was absolutely on the mark, but he had no clue what he was on the mark about.
Because
logical?
It involved aliens, and nobody knew about the
as
aliens.
Well, that's exactly right. And they weren't even acknowledged.
Yeah.
You couldn't even have any respect for that at all. It couldn't even be. It's not possible.
Yeah, good. Right. And is that the secret part that Mae Russell understood, the UFO alien connection? She saw that more than she would ever talk about in public?
Yeah, but it's in the third file cabinet, 122. Third file cabinet, 122, second drawer. Halfway in, that's where that's listed. The information.
So, what do you mean by 122? What's that mean?
That's what's written on the file cabinet. That's what she labeled
her
file cabinet so she could find her references. But you don't have to have the legend to figure it out.
All right. The rumor was that Berlin just banned, or Germany banned, all vaccines. They decided, I guess, they were very bad. And I find out later that's not true. Or is it true? What's going on in Germany?
Did they ban vaccines?
They're no longer going to force you to take a vaccine. Before, they were hog-tying you to make you couldn't buy food if you didn't have a vaccine.
Right.
All they're doing is they're just saying, take it, don't take it, have it, don't have it. Because if they say they banned them, then they have to be responsible for all the people that got the vaccine that are now fucked up. So they're not going to have culpable ability to deny it. So they're not banning anything, Bob. They're just going to say, take it, the booster or not booster if you want to. That's all. And it's a good thing, which is the way it should have been all along. But you know how that goes. The best laid plans of mice and men.
So a colleague brought up this point. Heraclitus said, the way up is the way down.
No.
Is that referring to ascension?
No. No. Fuck no. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. The only way I can be cold is if I'm hot. The only way I can be up is if I'm down. That's stupid. You need to go back. No. Tell them to go suck a dick or do whatever they do. That's wrong. All that's wrong. I need to go to Jacob's Ladder in the Bible. Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
That's how they'll figure out exactly how to ascend. Jacob's Ladder. You follow that model and bring it back to us, and then we'll roll a blunt with you, Bob. You'll be all right.
Because Heraclitus did know something and said something properly.
Fictitious. He was fictitious. It was ridiculous. He knew the right. He knew Jacob's Ladder, but said that as a distraction. It's kind of like kumbaya, let God come by. And blah, blah, blah.
He said the way.
Go ahead and die.
Yeah, here's the ladder. And he said the way up is the way down. Okay, so
yeah. Now that would go with the country song. Now we'll be fun. We won't take your time wrongly because you're out of it. But we would say the song, the country song. We'll send it to you. You can play it next weekend. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. We'll send it to you. You'll play that. You'll hate it because it's not Bob Dylan. But maybe Bob Dylan sang it. So if there's a Bob Dylan version, you be sure and play that one. That's right. Now what's your next? You're out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's a book out of Nostradamus' prose, and he predicts to the year Queen Elizabeth's death and that King Charles would take over the throne, then be knocked out pretty quickly. Is that actual Nostradamus' written predictions? He did say that?
Yes. He may never make his coronation. But don't get all tore up about that. Come on now. Don't get too much.
We won't post that. We won't post that.
You can, but we're not trying to pimp that because then you become an anarchist, and we're not trying to do that. You already got the whole world. Why would you set anarchy in something you already control? So don't do that.
We got that. Let's move on. Has Jack Sarfatti found out about us but determined to ignore us?
Jack Sarfatti doesn't know anything except for the S. Anything that he looks at, sees, or does, it has to have the S in it, or he's going to dismiss it regardless.
Right.
So, yeah, that's normal.
Okay. Ayn said that RNA drops take a month to kick in. Now, I think Ayn said you get one drop, and then you live forever. Would it take a month for the
drop? No. We didn't say you already live forever, Bob. If you take one drop, it begins the process of changing your ribonucleic acid in your meat sack body that gives you the opportunity to continue your process of ascension. But once you start that process, you're going to want more. You won't take one drop and say, okay, fuck y'all, I'm good, I got my ticket, I'm saved, I'm going to go sit in the pew till Jesus comes to fetch my bitch ass. That's not what this is about. This is about beginning the process of changing your body. You'll have a new body. You'll have a new life. You just want to get that done before the resurrection morning, which we can tell you with great affirmity is nigh.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it does take a month for the drops to activate that process you just described.
If you're only taking one drop, yes. But if you start taking them every day, build up, then it becomes 32 feet per second per second per second. So now you're taking 10 drops every single day, or what is it you do? You just take a bottle up and just take a swig out of it.
That's right.
Don't tell anybody. Yes. I feed the earth. Yeah, you feed the earth. That's right. Don't tell anybody. Well, I'm down to $122 worth of RNA rebobs a day. I'm on 122 a day. I've got it down to 122. It was 188, but now I've got it to 122 a day. I'm doing good. That's good. Carolyn supports
right.
my addiction. Carolyn supports my addiction.
Okay, there was Pons and Fleischmann, Stanley Pons and somebody, Martin Fleischmann or something, they discovered something called fusion. Now, someone told me the other day that Fleischmann was murdered. Is that true?
Yeah, he was, but not for that reason. It wasn't for that. It's because he was sleeping with somebody else's wife.
Oh, wow. And so he got caught. So he had lost his way. The cold fusion mm-hmm. didn't work. Then got suppressed. And he wasn't confused.
He was always a lush. He was always trying to chase something strange. You know, he used cold fusion. He used cold fusion to get dates.
Right. Was he married ever?
Twice.
Right. So when he was murdered having the affair, he wasn't married at that time.
No, he was too. No, he was still married. He was still married.
Okay.
And then he was bi for a little while too, which is a little weird. He didn't like it very much. I mean, I guess it's like Clinton. He's not a good gay. That's pretty bad. Not a good
right.
gay. If you're gonna be gay, you ought to be good at it, we suppose. But yeah,
he wanted
the impulse. He was impulse. Now that's what he was trying to make with cold fusion. He was trying to make the impulse, the same way the human body does through that electrical contact connection, that ejaculate position.
The tactility?
Well, now you're going to make it a whole other goddamn thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be manipulative.
Forget that, then. Forget it. Yeah.
The electrical convulsing position that's generated within the body itself is always there. Well, if it's always there, then that would procreate or promulgate the issue of cold fusion. It would self-direct itself. That's what they were trying to discuss, you see.
And you're talking about ejaculation with sperm. That inspired
yes,
him.
But that comes from the energy. That comes from the energy inside the meat tech body that's already there. It's
right.
potent energy that's not being expressed. That's what he was trying. That's why he lost and fucked up on the cold fusion. He should have had a cold play.
Right.
And he'd been all right. And now they're scrambling. Now the power player, wait now, the people that are in power are now fleeting, flying, gone, through, done. I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. Now they're running for the hills. You knew that when Angela Merkel says, okay, I love y'all. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Right. I got that. So I have here Queen's Double. Does the Queen's Double know what's going on? Yeah, she knows she's working for pretending she's the Queen. So is she bound to be quiet about it?
What are you talking about, the Queen's Double? The Queen is in Sandringham. What are you talking about, the Queen's Double?
I know. When the Queen met with Liz, a few days before she died, she looked decrepit. That was a double. That was not the real thing. She wouldn't look that decrepit.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She'll just go on to private life. She'll just go on. She'll become like her mother. She'll become a land girl. She'll just go back to Cardiff. She's from Cardiff.
Yeah, You're talking about the double.
Yeah. She'll just go back to Cardiff, and she doesn't look anything like, because that picture doesn't look anything like the Queen, actually. When you look
That's
at it
right.
really close, it doesn't look anything like it. It's a little... Go ahead.
The person, this woman who was with Double, did not know what she was protecting. She does know the Queen faked her death.
Correct.
She doesn't
Correct.
Know that.
And there's
That's
no
right.
room. And here's the next little nipple rub. If you want to have a little... Your nipple's hard, Bob? Let me get your nipples hard. There's no room in Balmoral Castle that is that color blue. There's no room that looks like that in that town, in all of Balmoral.
Okay.
That is not in, that picture was not hosted in Balmoral Castle. You can look through all, there's pictures for 1,000 years of Balmoral, and there's not a single picture that shows that background.
Okay, So did Nostradamus predict somehow, mysteriously, coded, that the queen would not die at that point
when he
predicted?
He did. It doesn't say, if you read the Latin the way it was written, it didn't say she's going to die. It said that she's going to be removed from the throne. Well, in order to be removed from the throne, it's obvious you have to die. But that's not what Nostradamus said. Nostradamus says that there will be a change in the lineage, and it won't be Charles.
That's right. Okay, so we're coming to the end. There was a character in history I read about, Apollonius of Tyana, T-Y-A-N-A. Was he a very significant person? It seems that they say he's quite a legend. Apollonius of Tyana.
He was a low-grade Napoleon rule, low-grade Napoleon, if there's such a thing.
Okay, but he's considered a great mystic and maybe even inspiration for the third Jesus.
We said low-grade Napoleon. That's what we said from Louis the 14th, before Louis the 14th.
Right, but did
no.
Did the third Jesus learn from Apollonius of Tyana?
No.
No. All right. So now what's bothering, well, maybe I'll run through this. I have the Georgia Guidestones. I have gold in America. Venice gets it. Then there's Jefferson. Then there's the Louisiana Purchase. Then there's Lewis and Clark. Nicholas Biddle versus Andrew Jackson. Then New Mexico, Arizona, Oklahoma, Indian tribes interacting with the Anunnaki. And then the Confederacy. That's a sequence of something. I got here in brackets, Georgia Guidestones. But Jefferson was interested in did Jefferson find out
cotton.
About the Anunnaki?
Yeah, but he was interested in cotton. That's all he was interested in was cotton. Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
He liked black pussy and cotton.
Okay, so I remembered what I meant. Venice found out that there was a lot of gold in America and kept it secret. So they were able to keep their power in the Mediterranean.
Venice Empire. You're right.
You know,
1100 AD. You're right. I didn't hear the Venice.
They found out about the gold, and they used that secretly to build up their stocks and keep on top of the international trade that they were in the middle of in the Mediterranean.
And then they sank.
Because they got cut off from the gold in America?
No, because they didn't build their wealth on a firm foundation. If they had as much gold as they said they did, they could rise Venice like the phoenix from the ashes. They could have raised it up, but it didn't have a toilet in your house. The water was in your house.
What is the Antikythera? That's Antikythera. The Antikythera mechanism was found in Greece. They're talking about it lately in some
of it's a pretend computer. It's like an ancient computer that calculates things.
But it doesn't It was a pretend one.
Correct. But it was it's a ramification of the technology, but it's not the genuine. It would be like a knockoff Mona Lisa.
Right, but it was pulled out of a parallel world or something by somebody in the
logical.
In the time
that's logical. Some of the lines cross over each other often, so it's not like somebody woke up and says, "Hey, Mildred, let's go to another world and pull this thing out, and then we can do something with it." No, they bumped into it. It was like they didn't even know that it was the case that they of what they were doing. It was like found by the roadside ditch.
Right, so when Jefferson pulled off the Louisiana Purchase with St. Germain, these strange characters like St. Germain are all riddled through the history of America because it goes back to the gold in America. Beg your pardon?
And the Queen Mom.
Yeah, all of that's connected. So she got her gold from America in a parallel world.
Went through the gate, the wall at Edinburgh. That's not too far from where they laid her daughter. At the cathedral.
Yeah.
The church wasn't too far from there. Good.
You mean the casket, where they put the casket?
Yep, where they put the casket. At Holy Rood.
But the strangeness, Jared Jefferson's still alive, the Louisiana Purchase, they didn't have the money, but they pulled it off. It really comes from the idea that there was some wealth in America that Jefferson tapped into.
That's where they got their wealth from. That's where those monarchies got their wealth from, for fuck's sake. That's where all that came from, was from here. That's why.
All came from here. It all came from America.
Right.
That's right. So,
exactly.
All right.